Welcome to another Gaming Gang Extra from the floor of Gen Con 2011. This time I'm talking with Colby Dodge from Plaid Hat Games, plus George Rothrock and Gary Weiss from Incinerator Studios. We discuss the Summoner Wars Master Set, Dungeon Run, and the soon-to-be-released Summoner Wars iOS. This extra is brought to you by Victory Point Games, where the game plays the thing.
Okay, I'm sitting here talking with George Rothrock and Colby Dodge and Gary Weiss from Plaid Hat Games. So we're at Gen Con. How's Gen Con been treating you guys so far?
Excellent. We've been busy the whole time. We've got a bunch of demos set up here in our booth, and they've just been going nonstop, so we're really excited.
Excellent. So what did you bring along to Gen Con to show the folks?
We brought Summoner Wars Master Sets available for sale here. It's still another month or so before it gets out to stores, so there's some early copies here. And we brought Dungeon Run in its final state here today, but it's not available for sale, but we are demoing it here. So,
So when is Dungeon Run supposed to come out?
September, October, right around there.
Excellent. Can you tell me a little bit about Dungeon Run?
So Dungeon Run's this dungeon crawl game that takes place in the same universe as Summoner Wars. In Summoner Wars, you're a summoner. You're this mage that can summon creatures, and you're battling another mage that can do the same thing. In Dungeon Run, you want to be a summoner, and you've heard there's a summoning stone in this dungeon. So you and some other adventurers end up in this dungeon, going through it, fighting monsters, going through traps, your standard dungeon fare. But in the end, when you beat the dungeon boss, you get the summoning stone. And you become a summoner, and all of a sudden you're awesome. You're this uber guy that can summon monsters and has awesome powers, but everybody else wants that stone, so they're coming through you to get it. And it's just this wild, crazy melee as you try to get the stone out of the dungeon alive by any means.
Very interesting. So concerning the Summoner Wars Master Set, what makes it a Master Set?
Well, we got six brand new factions. We got the nice board. We got everything you need to play. We got a rule book that we've gone through, and we've taken the FAQs and we've clarified sections. So it's just a great big set that's got lots of stuff in it. So the original stuff we called Starter Set. So Master Set seemed like a cool name for this one because it's not just enough to play. That's enough to play with variety.
Very cool. So it's like Summoner Wars Deluxe.
Right.
Excellent, excellent. What else do you guys got going on?
Well, we have the iOS here where I can have George take you through its current stage of development and kind of show you a preview.
Oh, sure, why not? That sounds cool.
Have you played Summoner Wars?
I have never had the opportunity to play Summoner Wars.
All right, well, then we'll say up what Colby play against you. We're doing the Summoner Wars game as an iOS universal app.
Mm-hmm.
This is fairly early. We haven't been showing it to the public. We have two factions, so it's just player versus player. In all our games, you can have multiple games saved. So in this case, we just create a new game. This will be a selection menu where you can select the factions you want to actually play, whether you're playing against another human being or the AI. In this case, it's just set up for two human beings. So doing it upside down always confuses me. So it starts out with the first faction. You have the game board exactly as you've seen it in the Master Set.
Right.
All the original art. These, there are obviously no icons yet here, so these are letters representing the various phases of the game. To start out, it determines which goes first. In the first player, starts halfway down the phases in movement. The interface tells us very, very clearly if it's highlighted in green, you can grab hold of it, do something with it. If you want to see what it is, you can actually double tap the card.
Oh, that's cool.
Read it, see the various aspects of it. Tap it, move. Now we still have one more move. And we see here now our moves are at zero. If I tap this spot, it move on to the next phase, which is attacking. Attacking is very easy. You just grab the card and drag it onto your target. Here you can see I've done one damage out of its two health.
Uh-huh.
This is all, again, this is sort of rough interface. This is a working version as we are working on it internally. So it'll be much, much fancier than that. At this point, I'm going to be done with attack. I tap it. It goes to my build magic phase. I don't have any cards yet for that. tap the end of the game, and it goes to the next player. In which case, we'll double tap, we'll let Colby play. He starts at the top in the summon phase. He gets his hand of cards.
So I don't have any magic yet. This is my magic pile, so I can't summon anybody. So I'll go ahead and go to my play event cards phase. My event cards highlight here, so I can double tap them, see what they do. Okay, yeah, I want to play heroic feat, so I drag it over here. And it wants me to choose a target. Who am I going to boost the attack of? And I'll boost his attack. And then reinforcements. I'll play this as well. That lets me bring out two guys if you had less. So did I play that right, or is that not implemented yet?
That wasn't in yet. There.
So that's not implemented yet. So now it's movement. So I'm going to move this guy, and move this guy. And then it says I have zero moves left, so I can go ahead into my attacks, and I get three attacks.
Right.
Drag them to the guy I want to attack. Drag them, and that's it for the attacks. Build magic. I'm going to go ahead and drop a couple guys into my magic pile. End my turn.
Now go to me, and now I start at the top of the right.
The same thing. You go back and forth until you kill your opponent's summoner.
So for those who are listening and can't see, I have to say that it does look very cool. They look like summoner cards that you can just click on, and they pull up full size. Oh, and they got animation, too, behind them. I like the clouds moving. So it does look very cool, and everything is drag and drop. And actually, I bet I could learn Summoner Wars pretty easy with that.
And that's a big part of what we're excited about being able to do is have people be able to pick up the app, play it, really get excited about the game, and of course then want to play it with their actual friends with the tabletop version. It will support single player against AI, multiple player as we're doing pass and play here, as well as online play. And Chief Technical Officer Gary can tell you a little bit more about the online features and playing people online.
So we just finished Ascension for iOS and released with asynchronous play and real-time play as well for online features. We want to try and extend that with this game now and add in more of the things you would expect from an online interface with stat tracking and a rating value for you and records with each of the factions and those types of things to give you a better feel of persistence and that you're making some progress on your personal profile as you continue to play the game. We're at the point now where we've got two factions implemented, quite a few of the other units implemented but not complete factions yet. And we're actually ready to send it out, I think, next week to our playtesters to start testing the online features and playing against each other and kind of put it through its paces.
Really? So how long do you think before it hits the public eye?
Fall 2011 is all we're willing to commit to at this point. The limiting factor on that is really going to be AI development.
Right.
We got to figure out how to make a competent AI that'll play a decent game against you and give beginning players something to test out the game and play against without going out and throwing themselves to the wolves in the online arena yet.
Is it hard to find the perfect balance between being way too easy and being impossible for an AI?
I think it's difficult to make an impossible AI, especially with a game like this, because there's just so many factors to take into account. It's really continuing to tweak it and adjust it and test it and find ways to improve both the amount of time it takes to arrive at a decision and the things it considers in reaching that decision. Finding the point where you feel it's at a decent enough point and any further implementation is requires a great investment of time is usually the point at which, okay, we're going to send it out now. It's good. We'll let people play with it, get feedback, and we'll continue to work on it and spend our time trying to improve it.
Excellent. Excellent. What does Plaid Hat have in the farther future?
Well, we're really digging our relationship with Incinerator, with the iOS, so we got lots of games in the pipes, and we keep putting them in front of Incinerator, so hopefully that'll be a business model of ours, where we'll create great games, and then Incinerator will create great versions of them on the digital platforms.
Yeah, well, I gotta admit, it looks really cool.
Thank you. We're really excited, and we've been extremely excited to work with Colby because as we've sought out partners, we're looking for people who understand what we want to do, what we understand what they want to do with their analog games. We're big tabletop game players and always have been, even though we're video game developers. And so finding designers who have a lot of stuff to bring and are really excited about it, it's a partnership that we're doing. So we're very, very excited about that.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you guys taking a few minutes of your time out to talk with me.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a good show.
Thank you. You too.
And
that was another Gaming Gang Extra from Gen Con 2011. We hope that you've enjoyed all the coverage we've brought to you from the show. We will continue to do our best to give you the freshest news and interviews possible. This extra was sponsored by Victory Point Games, where the game plays the thing.